All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, the NBA draft is set to take place tonight, and the Brooklyn Nets have already made a deal. We saw it earlier this week when they decided to send center Brook Lopez and the 27th overall pick to the Los Angeles Lakers in exchange for point guard D'Angelo Russell and center Timofey Mozgov. Now, Lopez has spent his entire career with the Nets franchise. He was a third overall pick in 2008 by the then New Jersey Nets, and for his career, Lopez has averaged 18.6 points, 7.1 rebounds, and 1.7 blocks per contest. Lopez leaves Brooklyn as the Nets' all-time leading scorer. But in my opinion, the Nets never did right by Lopez. I mean, this was a guy, you know, they put that big team around him, quote-unquote, in the earlier part of this decade when they acquired a washed-up Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce from the Boston Celtics, a team with Lopez, Deron Williams, and Joe Johnson, and that team did get to the second round of the playoffs once. But you look at the fact that Lopez has been holding on with the Nets the last few years. The Nets have been a bad team. They've lost at least 60 games in each of the last two seasons, and more than likely they have another 60-loss campaign coming down the pike for them in the upcoming season. My biggest problem with this move is this. If you are the Brooklyn Nets and you are as bad as you are, you need picks. You don't need to have a trade where you're giving away your best player and a first-round pick for a point guard that people have questions about and a center who is overpaid and underproducing like Mozgov. I think if you're the Nets, you've already made the Celtics good. Now you're giving the Lakers the opportunity to get better off of your blood, sweat, and tears as well. The Nets only had two picks in this draft. They swapped first-round picks with the Boston Celtics due to that Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce trade, and Boston actually had the first overall pick. They made the move with the Philadelphia 76ers recently to move down to third, and Boston has Brooklyn's first-round pick next year as well. Now, the Nets had to give up their second-round pick to the Atlanta Hawks for the Joe Johnson trade. They got the 22nd overall pick from the Washington Wizards in exchange for trading Bogdan Bogdanovic to D.C. earlier this year. And then, of course, swapping first-round picks with the Celtics. They had the 27th overall pick. Now that pick goes to the Lakers. And if you are the Nets, you're not going to be good. You need to try to stockpile as many draft picks as possible. They could have done a lot better if they were so focused on trading Brook Lopez. I look at a team like the Portland Trail Blazers. Portland has three first-round picks. If the Nets were so intent on trading Lopez, why not contact Portland and try to get one of those first-round picks away from them? That's what they should have tried to do. Not the other way around where they're giving away picks. And I'm to the point like this. I doubt it's going to happen. But the NBA needs to prevent the Nets from giving away any more first-round picks. Just tell the other 29 teams, don't do business with them right now. Because if you make a call to a 718 area code, the Nets are going to be more than happy to give away that pick. And I don't know why. You're not good. You need all of the assets that you can get if you were the Nets, and giving away picks simply is not going to do it. I don't know what direction this franchise is going in. It darn sure isn't up. This team has been bad for a long time. They have a new regime running things with Sean Marks as their general manager and Trajan Langdon as the assistant general manager, but things have not gotten better for the Nets, and for the folks of Brooklyn, they are not going to get better anytime soon. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.